Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team podcast, episode 28, and it's summer heat and it's really hot, right Jake?
Yeah, this promo looks amazing right now. I think that EA is coming in hot with it. I think they are giving back to the community for once this year, like heavily. You're seeing so many fun SBCs, you're seeing so many good objectives, and it's keeping the community very, very happy, to say the least.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, guys, I like to play the game a lot, so I'm not just, a menu user. I didn't play too much of Weekend League lately, but I've got my Mendy. So, guys, 93 rated Mendy, it's free to get, for 1 month. Mm-hmm. You just need to play, like, a lot of Rivals games, like, 30 Rivals games or something like that, and win some of them and score some goals over there. So I was talking to Jake earlier that maybe at this point in time, it's better just to play Rivals to do these objectives and get the players instead of playing for Champions. And you play the same amount of games, but at least if you're like in an okay league, you can win more games and yeah. You also get guaranteed players by getting that.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I know that like, Foot Champs is giving different, like, 90-plus cards of the different promotion squads we've had, but if you look at that realistically for most people, they're not going to make your team, even the majority mm-hmm. of those, so I'm with you. I think it's better, your time is better spent completing these cards that are going to make your team, are going to have fun, because, you know, what are you playing Foot Champs for if it's not just for competition at this point, I guess, because... Like I said, they're not going to make your team those red picks that often, so I would totally go for these cards. That Mendy, we were just talking about this a little bit before the podcast, but that Mendy would start in literally any player's team, I think. So why not complete him? He could be, at the least, he could be a sub. You can find creative ways to play him wide. I know people that are playing him at an attacking position. I know that we're going to get into Penta's jokes here, but I know people who did play him at center mid and cam, and because he can play anywhere with five-star, so... That looks really fun. And this top version of Bruno looks insane, too. I mean, that's Team of the Season level cards, but with an upgraded weak foot, so that's pretty sick. And then I think tomorrow we should be getting a five-star Firmino, which would be amazing as well.
Yeah, guys. So I've played in my week. So I played a little bit of Weekend League this weekend, and I've played with the 89 rated Mendy. Mm-hmm. I didn't have yet the 93 rated.
Yeah.
And man, he was... I've never scored a, and I'm maybe you're laughing now, but I've never scored a goal in this FIFA from a corner.
Oh wow!
From a header from a corner with any player.
Seriously? And
I scored one with Mendy this weekend. He's that good. Actually, at the beginning, I tried to score from corners, from headers, but after that, I'm playing short
sure.
the corners,
yeah,
so I'm not making any crosses. So, but now I said, hey, let's try to, because I had also Ramos there in the penalty box, and also Mendy, and there everybody like very good attackers, and I said, let's try some crosses, and Mendy scored a goal. Actually, he had two goals, and that was the 89 rated result, so he's very good. Actually, I was making this joke that his gold card is the best left back in game, but now because he has his summer heat player, this is the best left back in the game.
Totally. Yeah, he looks amazing, and like I said, you can play him at more than just left back. I've seen some really creative squad building with him. Florian, why I have this up on my screen, I think maybe now could be a great time for us to talk about the fan voting with Jovic, Kent, and Musa, and I think that...
I will not comment on that.
Okay, good. Okay, I'll comment on it just for a second, because I think that... I posted a little on Twitter today, but I think it's super ironic, because... You know, I think the community for FIFA is a difficult one to please. I've always said that we have really high expectations for sure, but then sometimes the opinions and what we say just differs. Because what I mean is, if I'm looking at this Kent card, which actually just came in the database today, they just added them to drafts, him and Musa. So I'm looking at him, and he's definitely like a top 5 winger in the game, and especially if you know like how good his 84 was, he probably would at least be top three or top, you know, he plays better than even those stats show for some reason. There's something special about him. And a lot of people voted for him, and a lot of people that did probably don't have the coins for those elite cards, and they had Ryan Kent earlier this year because he was such a cheap SBC at the time. And the community voted away from Kent on purpose because they didn't want to play that card. And I think that's just really ironic because, you know, oftentimes the community complains like, you have to spend so much money to get the best cards. And then when you have an opportunity to get such a good card and pass it away, it's kind of funny just because you don't want to play them. So it's kind of like if EA presented us really good cards for free, you would probably be frustrated too because they're too good or because you see them too often. So I just think that's pretty funny, and it's probably a hard balance for EA because they're giving cards for free. And I've actually seen people complain about Mendy too. They're like, I'm playing Mendy every single game. Well, that's what happens when EA gives the best cards for free. And I mean, a grind, but still free.
Yeah, and I will add here something because I have two sides here.
Yeah.
Imagine EA doing Prime Icon SBCs per player. So if we would have had the Prime Icon SBCs this year with all these high-rated fathers, let's say, from objectives and then guaranteed and so on, everybody would have had like Hulit and, I don't know, Cruyff and who's another one? Maybe Ronaldo, because a lot of people, okay, maybe we are in a community on Twitter and on here on YouTube and where we see a lot of players with a lot of coins, right?
Yep.
But actually this year I would say it was easier to put a lot of cards into SBCs, and EA gave us a lot of cards.
I agree.
So imagine everybody wanted Prime Icon SBCs and we've got them, and everybody would have like Prime Icon teams. Mm-hmm. So it would have been the same. Like, we like to complain for things that we don't have, and when we have them, we are like, no, that's not good either.
Exactly. So that's why it's so hard to please, and I understand totally. I do understand both sides, and I understand like when everyone has the same card, it kind of defeats the purpose, right? Like if EA gave every single person in the game a moment's hullet, it kind of loses that cool factor. It loses like, oh, he's so good because everyone has him, you know. Like, I know they did that on Pez, that was actually big, where they did a free Diego Maradona. I'm like, that's kind of defeats the purpose. Like, that's not special. You don't have to earn them at all. Every single person has him, so it's not that cool. But, yeah, I think it's hard to please. I do see why people voted against Kent, if they hate playing him already. But at the same time, don't complain that you can't get good cards, because look at his car.
Yeah, I voted for Kent.
Oh, sure.
I have his, his UEFA Europa League card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play him often. Sometimes I had him in my foot champs. I had him on the bench, but I didn't sub him in.
Yep.
Actually, he's like, I mean, I'm a very, I don't have the same attacking style for each minute, for each phase.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to switch a lot of things. But what I saw... is that a lot of players used Kent just to run on the line and go next to the penalty spot and just pass in front of the goalpost to an attacker, and they score like that. So I'm not that type of player. Sometimes I score also like that, but I try to mix it. So as I said, I voted for him. I wanted him. I didn't expect him not to win.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I was at my friend's birthday when Kent was released, and I was checking who won on Footbin right at that point, and we've seen Jovic win. And I've asked my friend, hey, who did you vote for? And he said Jovic, but he said, hey, I voted for Jovic, but I didn't even see that there are other players to vote for.
Exactly.
And actually, I wouldn't put it all of it on the community. I will put some of it, like half of it, on EA, because how EA presents, they don't have a lot of communication and a lot of description on what happens to this kind of releases, and they just have like a white screen with some text on it, and a lot of people just click that text to skip it, and you don't have anywhere in the game where to read what happens if you vote and everything like this. And I would blame half of it on EA, because people probably saw Jovic from Real. They didn't know, not a lot of, if you don't play FIFA, you don't know Kent. So not a lot of people knew Kent.
Yep.
So I would say it's half-half. Some people didn't want him.
Yep.
Some people didn't even know this card would be so good.
Totally. And I did a little Instagram TV. You guys might have saw that because so many people were messaging me. And I said the same thing, Florian. And I think that one of the easiest things EA can do, because, guys, not only is Luka the highest rated player there at the time when they were voting, but he was Real Madrid, and then he was the first to pop up. And I know for someone like myself, who I don't play games that often, or I'm not even on my console that much, sometimes I'm literally like tapping X to get through my screens. Like, I'm just tapping through it as fast as I can, which would have produced him as a pick. So I think that one of the easiest things EA could do, and I can't imagine it's that hard, is they could randomize it. Like, randomize who pops up first for each person. It doesn't have to be the same exact order for every person. If it's a true vote, you'd scroll anyway to your voted player. So I think that's easy.
Sorry to interrupt you here. Another idea which I had was the following thing. So all these players got released at some point. So two in draft and one was released as an SBC. They knew their rating from the beginning.
Yep.
How would have been for them to put the players there exactly how they would have come out if they would have won?
Like I'm seeing on my screen. Yes.
So
totally.
The boosted versions, because you see the 73, or I don't remember, maybe 73.
Yeah,
73 rated Kent, and you're like, whoa, why should I vote for this guy? Because maybe he's gonna get a +5 boost and he's gonna be a 79 rated player. You don't know that EA is gonna boost from 73, so +35 in finishing. So we boosted 35 points in finishing this card. The community didn't know that would happen.
Agreed.
So I that's why I would blame it on EA, but
I agree.
let's say it's towards the end of the game and it doesn't really matter so much.
Agreed. Let's talk about one more thing that happened that's kind of cool during Summer Heat, is this Summer Heat Showdown, which in summary, guys, basically they set two player SBCs, and it's a game that's going to happen within the week, and the winning side will get a +3. If it's a draw, they get +1. So they released a Diaby and a Boetius. Not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. If you're from the Netherlands, don't yell at me. but basically they're both 92s. They already have really nice stats. Like, looking at them, their stats are dramatically boosted already. Their cost is right around 80k each. But the winner would get a +3, which based off record is probably going to be Diaby. And he has a nice link to Mendy as well. I do think EA made a big mistake that they'll fix in the future, is you can actually complete, at least when it came out, the timeline said you could complete this SBC after the game, which is really ironic, because even if you wanted to do it just for like an SBC fodder, as a 95 rated to do for 80k would actually just be worth it in that sense. But you could also just pick the winner if you wanted that 95 to see you, if in case you don't want to do each SBC or just wanted one in your team or something like that. So I think that was a mistake. But most of all, I think this concept is fantastic. I love, and I know you do too, Florian, I love content that engages with in real life soccer. It makes people focus on the matches. It keeps them interested. It brings them back to foot after watching games. So I love this concept, and I really do want to see something like this ongoing. I understand that it could be hard from the first stage of FIFA, because that would be so many games over the year, but even if it's like once or twice a month or something like that, that would be really fun.
Actually, I was thinking, so I like it so much. I was thinking that, but of course, this is too complex for a game, but hear me out, guys. So we have these marquee matchups every week.
Yeah.
Which define exactly the most important, let's say the most important games of the next week.
Yep.
EA doesn't really choose exactly always the most important games, but let's say that's the in theory.
Yep.
So imagine you could do that and pick one of these two players as a reward for the marquee matchups.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. And you already have, like, let's say the system in place, because the name is Marquee Matchup, so it could be Marquee Matchup Showdown, or I don't know.
Sure.
And let's say next week it's City against Liverpool, and they could throw in one from Liverpool, one from City. And actually, I would like, let's say it's against the player reason, but I would like the SBC to end before the game.
Oh, I think that would be more. That was their intent. I think they messed it up.
Yeah, and I think it would be. I mean, of course, I like it like that because like this because I can wait now and pick my player after the game. But I would like it to be like, let's say, for EA to continue their gambling opportunities here. Because I've seen this also on Twitter. I don't know if you mentioned it or
I
someone
did,
else.
I did.
Ah, you did it. Mm-hmm. Because it's exactly in their plans, like gambling to get some players, and they are great at doing that.
And guys, Florian just brought up another great topic that we can look at with what SBCs we've got recently, but I actually made a Twitter post really just recently about that same topic. I was talking about how EA is introducing actually more gambling than ever, and it's kind of funny because, you know, they're going to court and Belgium banned FIFA points and things like that, but what they're doing is like totally within their rights, and a lot of games have this concept, and this is something that in my opinion will never ever get banned specifically, and that's basically submitting your own in-game content, which I'm referring to as coins, for a chance of something. And that's a mechanic that's been in games for ages. It really has, whether you can earn coins or tokens or whatever it may be and submit them. If FIFA points ever get removed, they'll find a way to do like a subscription or a season pass where they give you coins, and then you'll have to spend your own coins on this stuff, just not FIFA points.
Yeah.
But in essence, what I'm referring to is they keep releasing all these different guaranteed packs. So here we have the Moments Guaranteed, and then we have the Best of Party Bag release, and we've had we've had a lot more. We have the Prime Icon, we have the Mid Icon, we have the Base Icon, we've had so much come out that is basically, hey, submit 200k and you might get a player worth 5 million coins, or you might get a player worth 10,000. I'm exaggerating those numbers probably a little bit, but my point is it's a pure gamble, and we all know that EA modify the odds so it's not equal. You do not have the same odds of getting a 5 million coin player as you do of a 30,000 coin player. And I don't think many people assume that, but people are still willing to gamble because it's fun, because it's good content, their favorite streamers are opening their packs, etc. And it's gambling, guys. And I've seen it all over Instagram and Twitter, and people are literally messaging me saying, Jake, I have no more coins. I am broke. I completed Perisic. I did the Moments Guaranteed. I did the Best of release. I did Rashford. I am so broke. And I assume, guys, if they do lightning rounds again this weekend, they'll sell out instantly, because people are broke and they need coins, because when there's good content, you're submitting all your liquid coins into it. And it's a really good business model for EA. It keeps users happy. People are really happy to go spend their coins doing this, and then they're broke and they don't even have good cards most of the time. So expect to see more and more of this next year. This year, it has grown exponentially with that type of content, though. Wouldn't you agree, Florian?
Yeah, I agree. And I remember that, okay, when I discovered Ultimate Team, I think it was FIFA 17 or 18. Sure. I'm quite early.
Probably 17. Yeah.
And I remember I was like, this sounds a little bit like gambling here.
Totally.
Let's see what happens. And I see now the voice, these voices that, and I see a lot of articles on web about, as you said, EA going to court about it, and some countries trying to ban it and so on. And I kind of agree that, okay, now I'm not below 18 now, but I agree that for kids, it shouldn't be like gambling with money.
Mm-hmm.
If it's gambling with coins which you gathered in game, maybe I can, that might be easier. But if you need money to buy some packs in the game and gamble with that, I don't really agree with that.
Agreed.
But I can also tell you that it was a very good period for two things. One of it to spend a lot of coins in the game, because a lot of an SBC gets released, I believe, every day with very cheap rating, very very small rating. So you want that player, you want to get that player. And second of all, it was a very big week for fathers. And you remember, Jake, we were talking maybe 1 or 2 months ago,
yep,
that fodder is very cheap and a lot of traders are stacked with fodders in their club and they are unassigned and so on.
Yep.
And now I think it came to the moment where a lot of people made a lot of coins with fodders, and personally I made a lot. I think last week was the week with my highest transfer profit ever, because what I did is, like, every day I just bought like 100-200 players from one rating, sold them when the SBC got released for, I don't know, 10k a card, and in the next day I did the same thing, because everybody does the SBCs very fast at 6 p.m. so yep. It was a very good time for trading. Not a lot of people in the game who are eager to get coins, but a lot of people spend their coins on SBCs.
Totally. And with SBC fodders, it's kind of funny, guys, because people, there's a part of the community, again, where it's funny, where people literally complain where it's too low. They literally go like, oh, this is so stupid, because now if I pack a 87 card, he's only worth 15k. And then when they're 40k, they're like, well, this is so dumb, I have to pay so much for this SBC. So I think it's so funny, and again, such a fine line. But obviously, guys, SBC fodder, especially, and I will say this, especially if you're willing to hold it for a while and wait. Sometimes it could be a week, sometimes it could be up to, I would even say, 2 weeks. But if you're willing to buy when it's low, it's like the safest investment you could possibly make. And I know that it often requires going unassigned and not being able to open packs, which really stinks for casual players that want to open their rewards and stuff. But if you have an opportunity to double your coins, you know, with a few hours of spending or a few hours of buying cards, I think most people would do that. And SBC fodders really do give you that opportunity at least a few times a year.
Yeah, I told you, I've preferred in the last weeks to sell what I had, what I'm not using in my squad. So I had around, let's say, I had around 5 mil for investing. I've just spent them on fathers. First day, I think first day it was like the prime icon SBC, and I went all into buying very fast at 6 p.m. a lot of high rated. I made coins there, and from there on I've just bought between 83 and 86 rated cards each day, and I don't know, I probably doubled my, I don't know how many coins I have right now, because I'm still selling a lot of cards, because okay, today wasn't an SBC released, and tomorrow are rewards and a lot of let's say fathers will get cheaper, but for sure we will get a big SBC soon. There was a vote, another vote for a weak foot upgrade, which included Bobby Firmino, Florian Thauvin, and I don't know the third one. Who was the third one?
James Rodriguez.
James Rodriguez. Okay, so yeah, I hope, guys, you don't make us a surprise. I hope Bobby wins. I'm not sure which one appeared in order, if you clicked him by mistake or not, but I really want Bobby in my team, because I have an untradeable Mane from Team of the Year, and that would fit perfectly. So yeah, when Bobby gets released, probably fodders will spike again.
Mm-hmm. And this is one, guys, where I have seen again, and not that it matters, because when we did the Kent vote, people did polls, right, on Twitter and on social media saying, who did you vote for? And Kent was in the lead. I'm talking by a long shot, like literally showing 70% of the polls probably.
Yeah.
And Firmino is actually showing the exact same. I'm seeing him at 70% plus. After what happened to Kent, I would be shocked if Firmino didn't win. He's also was the highest rated option out of the three. He's Brazilian and from Liverpool. So with all that accumulated, if he doesn't win, I would be absolutely stunned.
Yeah, I will be very upset and angry. I'm preparing my tweet from now if he doesn't win.
Yeah, no, I'd be stunned.
Yeah, but are we expecting him tomorrow, Thursday?
Tomorrow, yep. He should come tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, so tomorrow, guys, and maybe we can jump into some investment ideas, right?
Sure. So
tomorrow we would expect Firmino to win.
Yep.
Also, there are some marquee matchups. We have a lot of we had a lot of SBCs this weekend. We also had, as we said, Bruno Fernandes released today, and Ferland Mendy, a French left back.
Yeah.
I think Jake will advise us to make sure we try to link these players that got released already, right?
Yeah. So guys, for Thursday flips, and I'm not going to cover them extensively because I haven't told my Discord guys, Thursday flips are becoming a little bit more tough because with team of the week and team of the season, it was pretty easy to narrow down a selection. So for team of the week, when those are in red picks, you can look at the top few candidates or like the top few 82 to 85, knowing people will pick them to link for their teams. And for team of the season, they're league based, so you can say, oh, people are going to get a ton of Premier League players, let's make sure we get links to them, etc. But with this 90 plus overall and this random promotion cards being featured in red picks, it's really diverse and it's almost impossible to link based off that. So like Florian said, the best thing you can do is actually link based off of who you've seen on objective. So Mendy is still being heavily completed and people have him. We've had Rashford this week. We'll also have Bruno. So there's some opportunity in the wide positions for the Premier League. We have Kessié as well. A lot of Serie A players went up for Kessié. I was looking at Cuadrado. He went up like 30K this week. He's one of the few right backs in Serie A. He has more room to go up as well. So if you can link with these kind of players, Perisic. You saw Kimmich rise a little bit nicely for him too. Kimmich is just getting out of packs. He has more room to go. Same with Davies. You saw him spike with Perisic. So linking to objectives and SBCs is definitely the best approach, in my opinion. I wouldn't expect any crazy rises for Thursday. And almost probably a safer and a better look is even investing, like you said, into SBC fodders at rewards. We know we're getting this from Firmino. We know that Thursday is going to bring supply. And a lot of people, guys, keep this in mind too. A lot of people use their reward coins to go complete SBCs they couldn't afford. So you might see people get reward coins and go pick a Diaby or a Boetius. They might finish off a guarantee that they are waiting to do because people are really broke. I've seen all over they're telling me that. So if you can buy SBC fodders at rewards, I think it's a great look. And you know Firmino's coming. I mean, if you want to be assumptive, and I'm pretty sure he's coming, he's Brazilian, they'll probably have at least one squad that features one Brazilian or two, so you can vary your investments based off that. Headliner Thiago Silva is one of the cheapest 90 rated. Arthur, it does really good for SBCs because he's La Liga and Brazil. Other cards like that are going to do really well. They're probably going to require one Liverpool player, so getting a cheapest in that 83 to 86 rating is nice at rewards. So those are just some investments ideas, guys. Really safe because Thursday rewards brings a heavy supply for those first 2 to 3 hours, and then naturally they rise anyway, and then we know Firmino's coming. So pretty safe investment for like at least I'd say like a 10% return on a lot of those.
Yeah, so how I usually do it, guys, and you need to have a little bit of time, or maybe if you're not working, if you're like at school or something like this, you're at home and you can do this. So the rewards come out, you don't buy right away. You wait you wait 1-2 hours, as Jake said, and you check prices. And you don't check prices on Footbin, you check prices on the market.
Totally.
That's the way to go. And you need to have like a list in your mind, or you can write it in Notepad or something like this, with let's say 10 good fodders which you would want to buy. Different ratings, maybe 84, 86, 87, just to make sure you cover everything, every possibility there.
Totally.
And after 1 or 2 hours, you go on the transfer market and you search their prices, and you'll see some of them, maybe 1 or 2 or 3 of them, are very cheap compared with what you would expect. and you buy those cards, and you'll see their start, as Jake said, their starts rising in the afternoon already, because people don't only wait for their coins to come from rewards, but they also think they will pack some fathers in their rewards, and it's easy, maybe they wait to pack a red player pick to feed their team, but that red player pick, desired red player pick, doesn't come. Exactly. And after that, they decide to do an SBC with their coins to have one new player in their squad. Because you guys know, if you play often champs or rivals or a lot of ultimate team, you want a new fresh player in your squad every week. So you'll try to get a new player, and that's why everybody during rewards either buys players, either does SBCs, and if we have also this Firmino in the afternoon, that's even better.
Exactly. Yeah, it's almost like free coins, guys, especially if you're getting them on bid. If you're getting them on bid at the time, you can also often get them like 500 to 1,000 coins cheaper. So it's a really safe look, especially if you're willing to grind out that bidding. I know it can be tedious. We know it comes with a lot of glitching sometimes on companion app, even on console, whatever it may be. It just comes with some glitching problems. But that's why sometimes, too, people do win bids so cheap. And I'm talking like 3,000 or 4,000 coins under a 20K card. So I would highly recommend it. Some really safe coins at rewards. And then marquee matchups, I know Florian mentioned that they're getting a little bit more back to normal, just because games are starting to continue. Last week, I think they who was it that was the big game? Parma versus, they required one Parma and one of someone else, but they flew in
Torino.
Price.
And Torino.
And
yeah,
Torino.
Yeah.
They flew in price, guys, and that's the requirement you look for who rises the most, because EA can require one from either team. Or maybe even two from either team, but the best requirement by far for card increasing is one from each team, because there's only a select number of options generally. So those are the cards you tend to see rise most. And for this week, I think that Manchester City is going to do really well, because they actually have a couple big games upcoming this week versus Liverpool and versus Chelsea. I don't know which one they would choose out of the two, but since Manchester City features in both, it seems like a really safe bet to me.
Yeah, and I would expect them to feature the game against Liverpool.
Yeah,
I know Liverpool is playing tonight, and probably they will win Premier League tonight.
Yep.
So the next game is against City, so it's like already champions and playing against City.
Yep.
And what I would expect here for EA to do is also to do this one more showdown with this game, because they have the rights for Premier League, so they really like the Premier League players. So probably they will choose someone like, I don't know, Wijnaldum and another card from City, and that would be crazy good to see.
I agree, and that makes total sense to me. It'll be one of the, I guess, world's biggest games during that week, so it makes a lot of sense to keep eyes on it.
Yeah, this game is actually next Thursday.
Yep.
So there is time after the showdown with Leverkusen versus Mainz to finish for them to release this. And Jake, you know what we've got today?
What do we got?
Team of the week.
We got team of the week. Yeah, I'll pull it up. It's not too pertinent. I mean, I was looking at De Bruyne here on my screen, so you guys saw that. Yeah. But at this point, guys, very few are going to make teams. The ones I would obviously look at are De Bruyne and Saint-Maximin. Those are pretty nice cards. But other than that, just watch to see if any of them become SBC fodders. It's important because you can still invest in some out-of-pack stuff or headliners if they might get upgraded, things like that. So I actually told my Discord I expected Stindl to go out, and he was like a K to buy his gold card. I'll check on his price, but I'm guessing he's like 1.5K. And if there's some good daily SBCs keep coming, he'll probably go 2K, 3K plus, as he's not going to get supplied anymore. He's right around 1.5 right now, but I expect that to go up a lot more because strong links are really important for those daily SBCs. He's got a nice rating on him, and I think he'll do pretty well. Zapata is another one that was pretty good. He had two goals and a man of the match in his game. So he has an 82 rated card. That's right now being used for the party bag SBC at 83 rated. So he's going to go up nicely. And then Maximin is in, and I didn't know he would actually get in Team of the Week. I didn't predict him to be in, but watch for some nice movement on his other cards because he's really loved in this game. And in real life right now. So keep an eye on his other cards. They might drop too low and might actually rise tomorrow at rewards. So his left mid essentially went from 90 down to 70k, and now he's rising. He's at 80k. So that's a strategy you can use, guys, because he dropped 20k and is now already coming back up because his 86 is so in demand. It's really pricey. Right now it's above 300k on both console for reference.
Yeah.
So those are just things to look for, guys. And then sometimes you can have nice flips at reward. Like this Maximin is a card that I think might drop really nicely at rewards tomorrow and then would rise from there. I'm also seeing that Visca says he's 31K. I don't know if that's accurate on console. Someone might have listed him there. But 30K for a right mid 88 inform is super duper cheap. So something to keep your eye on. Watch if they're cheapest of rating, but also watch in their position because right mids are really, really expensive. The 84 ones were mostly extinct or very close to it yesterday. So people have to use higher ratings for SBCs for those positions.
And I think, Jake, that this year was a very, very good year to learn a lot of, let's say, patterns with EA. Of course, EA may change a lot of things, but I think they found a balance this year in what they will do in terms of SBCs, what they will do in terms of promos. We've got those guaranteed SBCs during almost each promo from the second part of the year. So it's a very good preparation now, guys, because maybe you just figure it out this podcast or this video and you want to start trading. And I would say, and a lot of people say this on Twitter also, that these months are the best ones to start to learn the mechanics of trading and investing, and you'll see you'll make coins very fast, especially because EA releases a lot of SBCs. This doesn't happen like this. If you just bought the game, this doesn't happen like this every day at the beginning of the game, guys. So don't make your hopes too high on this.
Exactly.
But I think it's a good learning period for you guys in terms of getting coins without spending cash.
Yeah, and like Florian said, guys, these concepts carry over all year. So a lot of people, even for like, I think of my Patreon, a lot of people join in September. They're like, I want to get started right away on FIFA. And then I start posting things and start posting, you know, even different methods, because it's not just about listing cards and prices. It's about teaching stuff you can apply by yourself. That's always the goal. So I start teaching different methods and they're like, I don't understand any of this, or wow, this is, I need to practice each of these for a little bit. And people expect it to be like instantaneous results or instant coins for them, but the people that are always going to have the most coins are the ones that learn, that apply those methods, that can make coins through day trading or even flipping icons or things like that, or noticing a trend by themselves. Because I'm on FIFA a lot and I'm on Footbin a lot, but that doesn't mean that's all the time. So if you can identify them yourself, it's obviously the goal. And I think that there's no wrong time to learn it. And if you want to get prepped for a really good year of trading in 21, now is a fantastic time, like Florian said.
Yeah, guys. And we will have, don't worry, it's not like the game ended. We have this game until October, the release of the of FIFA 21. It's 10th of October, probably. Yep. Yeah, the most expensive versions are released on 6th of October. So we still have July, August, and September to play the game. And I've realized that in August we have there is like this new tournament for finishing the Champions League season. And I would expect EA to do something about it. So I think, and we talked before we started recording, that now that EA kind of did their targets in terms of revenue with this FIFA, now you see that the content team has, like, let's say, free hand into releasing content.
Agreed.
And I think the summer will be quite fun if you continue to play the game.
I agree.
Okay, guys, so let us know if you have any questions in the comment section. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on Spotify, Google, or Apple Podcasts, you can see the video and what Jake is showing on the screen. Yep. On YouTube. And thanks for watching. It's episode 28 already.
Mm-hmm.
A long time has passed, but we will get you prepared for the next game in the next months, and I hope we'll have very good insights in the next episodes.
Yeah, thanks for watching, guys, and hope you enjoyed it and learned something today.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Later.